Oh, what an exciting show. I'm so excited to introduce to you our next two guests. Mom, tell everybody your name and who you're with.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Barnum, and I am the vice chair of the Autism Society of Central Virginia.
I love the Autism Society of Central Virginia. I'm just going to say that real quick. And?
My name is Eli.
Eli, how are you?
I'm doing great.
And you are very involved with the society, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, isn't this your mom?
Yep, it sure is.
You get to spend Mother's Day with Mom, huh?
Yeah, I do.
So, yeah, I'm hoping he'll bake me a cake, maybe.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yep.
Oh, but don't tell.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, you guys, long time involved with everything autism. And what are we here to talk about today? What's next?
The Autism Walk.
That is right. And when is that coming up?
May 18 at Crum Park.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's so much fun. And are you going to be there? You got a team?
Yep, called Team Believe.
Team Believe. Mom, this team has done really well in past years, as I'm recalling, correct?
Yes, that is right. We have very supportive family and friends that come out every year for the 5K and Family Fun Day and support us. Some of them can actually come in person and be with us and walk and run the day of the walk, and then others cannot, and so they give very generously to the Autism Society.
I got to tell you, I have been so honored to be there for so many years, and it is amazing because everybody has teams, most everybody, and they've got, you know, outfits, and you dress up your space, and there's all kinds of awards and, I mean, t-shirts, right?
Yeah.
So it's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the best part of it for you?
The best part of it is I'd like to talk with my friends and get pictures with them.
Yeah.
And I just like to tell them how their day's going.
Yeah.
And I just like to run at the finish line.
How many members are on the team this year?
Oh, 98.
Yeah, so we're hoping for two more people to sign up, because then how many would that be, Eli?
100.
That's right. It's our biggest team yet.
Wow, 98 people on your team?
Yes.
Okay, now we got to ask Mom about this. Is it too late to start a team or join a team?
Not at all.
What do you do?
There's still plenty of time to go online and form your own team with family and friends. Excuse me. There is also, there are tons of other teams that are created that you can go online and also just join one of the already established teams. And like I said, if you're unavailable on May 18th, there are plenty of ways that this is one of our biggest fundraisers that we accept donations to help with the programming and services the Autism Society does.
So if you can't be there but you want to support, you go to the website, you can do it there.
That's right. Exactly. Yep.
Well, take us through the day of, because there's a lot that goes on. Are the stormtroopers going to be there and all that fun?
Yes. No. Yes.
And Eli, tell them what's your favorite characters that you love to?
Oh, yes.
I love the Star Wars and the Disney princesses.
Yeah, he always gets a picture of the Disney princesses. That's right.
So they're so beautiful.
Our family gets there really early because we have a big team and we like to greet everyone. So kind of like Kat was saying, we have a tent that says Team Believe, so all of our team members can find us easily. And that it kind of starts at 8 o'clock. At 8:40 a.m., they kick off, kind of introduce, lots of high energy, and then 9 o'clock is when the runners will start. And then any of those of us that do the walking will kind of go after the runners. And I believe the awards are around 10:30. But what's also so great about this, like even my mother attends this, and although she's not able to walk the 3.2 miles, we call it the Family Fun Day because there are tons of vendors that are around, and that's the Family Fun Day part of it, that there's bouncy houses. And gosh, Eli, what do you like to eat?
What's your favorite
fried
food?
Fried Oreos there.
Fried Oreos and the lemonade. Mm.
Yes, there's lots of treats.
And coffee called Ray's Coffee.
That's right. There's a coffee.
I like coffee.
Yeah, which we'll need probably in the morning to get our energy.
Yep.
So,
and then snacks and other tents to shop at.
Yeah. We don't even have to shop. They're just
they're free.
Yeah, they're like giving out
fidget balls.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I love that. And there's always music, too.
Yeah, music.
Oh, it's so much fun. Yep. And, you know, the good thing about it is you go out and you have a great day. And you still have plenty of time in the afternoon to do something else, Mom, if you still have energy, right?
Oh, that's right. What do we? We're not doing it this year because Eli graduates, so we're throwing him a grad party a couple of weeks after this. But what do we do usually, Eli, after the walk? What do
we normally do? Get a gaming truck.
And we have a big old party at our house.
Like pizza, more donuts.
That's right.
Say team so, believe.
Yeah. Some of us that form teams, we kind of keep the party going because it's just really important for us to celebrate our mm-hmm. children and sure. just the autism community as a whole. So we just make this day all – in our family, it's all about Eli. But, you know, again, we kind of celebrate the autism community here in Richmond, Virginia as a whole. And we keep the fun going all day.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is a growing community. There's so many amazing things that have been going on with the grocery store and with training and with jobs and just with everything. You know, there's just a lot of things for everybody to get involved with.
That's right. I was telling someone recently about when Eli first was diagnosed with autism. He was not even 3 years old, and I knew no one. I had no family and no friends that were kind of going through this, and which is why I joined the Autism Society. And now I couldn't even count how many amazing families and people that I know that are on the spectrum. When I look back, because I think, Eli, maybe were you 4 years old when we started doing this 5K?
Yeah, I think I was.
Yeah, and how old are you now?
I'm 19.
That's right. So we've been doing it for a long time. And it's really fun to see the community here in the area. Just, you know, something that kind of started out as a small event to now it's, you know, over 1,000 people. So
yep, and the Autism Walk is better at Crum Park.
It's amazing at Crum Park. It's a great venue. Yeah.
Now, how about sponsors? Do you guys have any big sponsors you want to thank?
We do. I actually am not 100% aware of all the sponsors. That's kind of more Adira is the fantastic one who kind of secures all the sponsorships that we have. But there are many local companies that are supporting our 5K and our community.
Well, we want to thank everybody, and I'm sure you're going to see a lot of that on the website and the day of. I mean, even if you're not participating, like you say, it's fun to watch and just hang out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Now, how did it get to be that it's time for you to graduate? I mean, I've known you all this time.
Yeah.
So where have these years gone? I mean, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, what are you going to do after graduation?
I am going to, hang out in the summer with my friends.
Yeah?
And then tell them about the Autism Walk next year, mm-hmm. what plan we're going to do it. We're going to get a gaming truck next year.
Yeah?
And then what are you? What did you just get accepted in? What program after graduation?
Project Search.
Yeah. And Project Search, what is it?
Yeah.
Project Search is similar like college. It's like they're teaching you more job skills.
That's right. So that runs out of Memorial Regional Hospital in Hanover County, and VCU kind of partners with Hanover County. And so Eli will be in this 1 year long program where he's going to be learning, just like you said, job skills. So, because his goal is to one day to have a job, right?
Yes.
To make some money.
And what kind of a job would you really love to have? What would you like to do?
Laundry.
Laundry is very doable, Mom. I think you have somebody do your laundry.
I'm very lucky that my son loves the washing machine, dryers. But what type of place would you like to do the laundry?
A Marriott.
That's right.
Hotel. All right. You've already got it set, and it'll be, and I know that you're going to make it.
Yeah.
You have had such a great time. You were on TV, right?
Yes.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it cool? Everybody got to see you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. No, what color is it a secret? Are your T-shirts this year?
They're blue.
Blue. Okay, we could say that, but we won't say anything else because we don't want to give away because there's prizes and different things, you know. Right? Mom, is there, and I keep calling her Mom, is that okay if I call your mom, Mom?
Yes.
You know, here we are on this wonderful weekend, and there's, you know, maybe some newer moms out there or moms who are just trying to figure out what's going on, and if they're just discovering if maybe their child is on the spectrum, what do they do?
Yes, well, so I used to be that mom. I think when we get that diagnosis, we kind of have to take time because it definitely rocks our world and kind of turns our lives upside down. But I am so fortunate that I didn't spend too long in the kind of sad and the worry space. I went out and started researching, and that's when I discovered that we have an autism society right here. We're very fortunate in Richmond, and they have a wealth of people that work with them that there's workshops. So if you need to know how to navigate in the school systems, like an IEP, social skills, there's so many programming, some through like spring break camps. If you've got summer camps going on. And I just think the biggest advice I can say is really you've got to kind of get out there and meet other families that can relate and understand. You know, it is it can be definitely difficult in the early years. I feel like now, you know, as you can see, Eli's a 19-year-old thriving boy. But, you know, in the beginning when he was diagnosed, he was not speaking, and he just had a lot of challenges to kind of for us to understand his wants and needs. And until we kind of started talking and letting people know that, yes, my son has autism, and like, what are the services, what are the programs, the therapies that are out there to support him and build friendships. I think that's has been really important for us, is that, you know, sometimes when you are autistic, it's just, it is really hard to find those friendships, find those peers and connect with people. But I believe there are communities and organizations out there that definitely help you with that. And I cannot say enough amazing things about the Autism Society and how much it has helped my family navigate this journey. And it's, you know, as we close this chapter of him with school, you know, he wouldn't be where he, you know, is right now without, you know, knowing the people and having the services and all the workshops and programs that we attended through the Autism Society.
Well, thank you for sharing that story, because I think that it's really important, you know, because somewhere in our listening areas, somebody needs this information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, don't be alone. There's plenty of people that, you know, maybe not understand the exact thing your family is going through, but there are people that understand, and people out there that, you know, can help navigate through these difficult times. So.
And it's a great big loving community with lots of smiles.
It is. Yeah, I think when Eli walked through the door, he gave you a big hug because he remembers seeing you every year at the
And that's, I love it.
That's right.
I mean, you when I start the race.
You always have the best smile and the best hugs. And I just am like so excited to see you guys. And you going to tell me what you're going to do for Mom for Mother's Day? Anything special?
I'm going to make her a cake.
And you're going to do the laundry too, though, right?
Yes.
That would be definitely a plus, right?
Well, yep. He said he liked to do laundry. So I figure I'd get that in there for you so
appreciate
you can have
that.
A little help, okay? Yeah. All right. We want you to come on out to all the festivities. Give it to us one more time. When, where, how, and the website.
All right, Eli, do you want to give the
date of the event?
Yeah.
Yep. The Autism Walk is May 18 at Crum Park.
That's right. So it's that, not this Saturday, but
next Saturday.
But next,
yes.
That's right. And go online to the Autism Society of Central Virginia. And there's tons of information where you can, like I said, sign up, join, form a team of your own, join a team that's already formed, come out and celebrate. And again, if you aren't able to make it, we would greatly appreciate support financially so we can continue all the great programming that the Autism Society has.
Team Believe! Team Believe!
Team Believe!
Team Believe! Thank you, guys. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.